Okay, so I'm going to read a statement first. To ensure fairness to those who wish to participate in the public comment, the following rules have been adopted. Each speaker will speaker's remarks are limited to 3 minutes in all cases. Board members shall not respond to any remarks made during the public comment period through the board, though the board may ask clarifying questions. If the speaker would like a response from the board, the speaker must leave their name and method of contact. A written response will be provided as soon as practical. And so we have one. You are set to go.
To the board, to Ms. Johnson, and to Ms. Doyle. As you know, this is my seventh. I'm still seeking justice for the social injustice I was subjected to when I was denied entry to the library on October 20th by two library officers and one sheriff. And so the primary reason why I'm here today is because in the final decision, investigation decision, by the library director, Ms. Doyle, she stated in there that she spoke to two other security officers who stated that I was, if I'm any louder or I was louder, they would have to ask me to depart the library. And she stated in there that I came here many more times after the day that I was denied. So just for your information, everybody in here, I never entered the library again since that day because I don't feel comfortable coming here until this is resolved. And right now it's not resolved. Second, I never came into contact with no other security officer. No one ever had to tell me to leave because I was loud. So the decision was based on false accusations. So my primary reason for keep coming back is to get the letter retracted and the truth told about it. And that's all I'm seeking right now. And then that's what I'll say as a serve. So in the meantime, I've created a letter so I can get a response. I don't want to have to keep coming and not getting any type of response. So who do I give this letter to? Seeking the letter, the results of retracting the letter, whatever you want to decide to do for justice for me. Who do I give this to?
Jeremy.
Okay. All right, so the only reason why I keep coming back is because the only way I would feel that justice would be served is because I was lied on. You guys talked about the library, the top incident. Well, when I entered in October 20th of last year, it wasn't shot fired, but it was mentally and psychological. So that's just as bad as being shot fired.
I have to stop.
I'm just saying.
Don't be afraid.
I'm expressing to you, don't understand nothing. You know what I'm saying? You have to acknowledge what I'm saying. I'm telling you the truth about how I felt. You didn't experience it. So that's all I had to say. I was just trying to let them look at the way it is. It is what it is. You can't sugarcoat or that's what's wrong now. We don't speak the truth. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You want to give me the letter?
Yes.
Could you just pass that down, please? Any unfinished business?